The Dumbfellas Podcast was recorded live at the Brown Bear Pub at 104 Harrison Avenue in West Orange, New Jersey. Our theme song is Root Beer Station, used with permission by the band Dancer. For more information on them, just go to www.dancer.bandcamp.com. For more information on the Dumbfellas, just go to facebook.com/dumbfellas. It's 2 weeks in a row, ladies and gentlemen, and here we are, the Dumbfellas Podcast, the podcast that you go to sleep wondering when you're going to hear again. Well, guess what, friends? We're at episode 26, so if you put them all together, you can go through an entire day back to back a back of Dumbfellas.
Wow.
I know. I am Natty Bumpercar, and I am here with, I think, the two best people on the Dumbfellas. Myself excluded, I want to look across the table to the beautiful, sparkly Joe Carney. How you doing, sweet
pat? I'm doing good now, my man.
Then you. Over to the head of the table, always the head because
is that
he's
the head?
Got, well, he's got the brains. The, yeah, it's, right. It's not the.
It looks more like all right.
The fart part. No.
I've never heard that in 44 years, the fart part.
It's because you're not weird like me. Is Mr. What's your name?
We'll call me Big Rich from Jersey.
Big Rich from Jersey.
How you doing?
Hey, I'll die. How you doing?
He's really rocking the evil goatee. Thank you, brother.
I know. The Kevin goatee.
He looks like the... Wow. He looks like the evil version of himself, doesn't he?
Thank you.
That's what I'm going for. The man who just came up the stairs holding a...
Plethora
of alcohol.
Not just for me.
Spider.
Just want to let you guys know.
Mr. Kevin Joseph Garifa.
What's up, everybody? Good to be back with you, gents.
And straight from the potty, you know him because he's naughty, Mr. KP.
Ain't no potty like a KP potty.
KP potty don't stop. Somebody better call
a plumber. Potty like a KP potty because the KP potty don't stop.
Woo! The P stands for potty.
Did we say where we are recording this episode?
Oh, we are in a haunted attic in Montclair, New Jersey, as seen in the Weird NJ magazine. It is Tierney's.
I instinctively do the Thriller dance every time we come up here.
Paul Bearer?
Anybody do a Vincent Price voice? I never could do it.
Where's that infernal clutch?
That was pretty good. That was from the Brady Bunch.
Well, it was the Vincent Price episode. It was it's an impression of the impression of him.
I was about to say, doesn't Vincent Price do other people's voices? Isn't he like a
hodgepodge?
No, doesn't do like other voices.
His appearance on The Simpsons was one of the funniest things ever.
Is it him?
It wasn't really him.
He was on the Muppet Show too.
He was dead years ago.
Yeah,
Very creepy episode.
Yeah, but that's how creepy it was because it was him. He had been dead for 4 years.
How did he do that?
That's Vincent Price.
Is that movie magic?
They call it the Hounds of Hell.
So you moops last episode wouldn't let me talk, and this episode we're going to talk about scary stories.
We're going to call this the Halloween Hangover.
Whoa!
Talk about Halloween Havoc.
For some reason, I went from Thriller into fucking Magnum P.I.
Yeah, well, I don't know what you were doing.
So who here has some spooky, scary stories? I don't want to do mine first. Because I believe it's scary.
If you don't do it now, you'll never get it in. if last episode is any guide.
Good, Nat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell my most recent one first, and then I'll go backwards, because the backwards one is the scariest one. But this most recent one is when I moved into my house in Cedar Grove, New Jersey. I had two children at the time. I still do. One is, he was five. Then.
Wow, I thought the story was about to get really, really scary.
I am scared.
I had two children at the time, which I still happen to have.
This was 4 years ago. One was five. One was at that point 1 year old. The 5 year old.
And I dressed the 1 year old up as the 3 year old. And then I dressed the 3 year old up as the 1 year old.
And then I said, who's your nanny?
My wife dresses me. I dress as the dog.
We all
mayhem.
The best Halloween ever.
Garifo's the funniest.
He is pretty funny tonight.
Made the 1 year old answer the door.
Oh, we just got one of those Ring doorbells. So now, like, when
Hold
people
on.
Come
what
to my
do
door.
What do they usually do, knock?
No, it's just like.
The doorbell, it just goes.
You guys know they got doorbells that make ring-a-ding sounds? Guys.
I'm not going to step on it. Look at this guy. He's cracking up. So we had been in the house for maybe a month, and the five-year-old punched the one-year-old in the face. out of nowhere, no reason at all. And I grabbed him, and I was just like, why would you do that? Why would you hit your brother? He didn't do anything to you. He's 1 year old.
The devil made me do it.
He got a vacant look in his eyes, and he said, because they told me to.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Danny doesn't
and
live here
so
anymore.
So we went back up into his bedroom.
Bedroom.
And I was like, buddy, that can't happen again. This is, I'm putting them both to bed.
Tony.
And I was like, this, you got to calm down. You can't hit your brother. I don't know what you're talking about. And he's like, daddy,
now
daddy.
Now they want me to kill you.
They don't want us here.
Oh, boy.
Is what he said.
Wow. This is
for
getting,
sale.
This is getting really real.
This is why white people die in fucking horror movies. Yeah. You
to,
never,
to the point true. Where my I had babysitters who were terrified to come into the house. Because
of that story? Or they
there
saw
was other
things.
Stuff, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell that one?
Well, no, those were the scary. Those
oh, really? Not the night when you went to bed and something grabbed your legs under the...
God, I forgot that one!
You called me the next day and said, I need you to just listen. I need you to just listen.
You just made me flop sweat. I was in my bed in the same house one night.
How do you forget that? It's going to happen again to you tonight.
I buried it in my head. I was in bed, and my wife was downstairs. I had gone to sleep early, and I was laying there. And then out of nowhere, something... And with hands that felt like sharp and tight, grabbed my calf and just as hard as I've ever been grabbed. Nothing in the room, no noise, nothing. I shot out of bed and I ran downstairs. A lot like that. It was terrifying. I forgot about that. I hate you.
So then his 5-year-old punched the ghost in the face, so we called it a night.
And I said, why did you punch that ghost? And he said, the dog told me to.
Natty Poltergeist.
And this is fun at Coffee Can Alley, Coffee Can Alley, Coffee Can Alley.
I think I'm good for right now because that one, okay. I forgot about that one. Anybody else have any scary stories?
Oh, yeah, he's
Richard
got
J.
One.
Richard J.
All right, well, we'll preface it by saying at this whole table, I do not believe in the ghosts. I'm not a fan of the supernatural.
You're the only one who does not.
That's what I said. The only one at the table, I do not believe in ghosts and supernatural. There was just one night I remember getting the night terrors where I physically couldn't move. I was
a kid or you were an
adult? I was like 21.
Okay.
I was sleeping on the couch in my girlfriend's apartment. Like she had a little condo with a couple of her,
no priors.
It doesn't matter where they came from. But I'm on their couch. The girls are all upstairs, and I feel a coldness come into the living room.
You peed yourself?
No, that's a warmness.
Oh,
it's done that many times. Okay. I know exactly when that's coming.
Ditto.
And I could feel the coldness come from the front door. I knew the door was still closed, but it felt like it was open.
Brother, were you awake?
Yeah.
At this time, you're telling that you were awake. Go
awake.
Ahead.
100% awake.
Any booze involved or no?
No.
Okay.
No, it was a random night. And, well.
Well.
That doesn't mean it wasn't booze involved.
No, it was a Tuesday.
Let me restart.
random
no
night.
Booze involved, just laying on the couch, and I could feel something floating over me, like a cold cloud or something, and to the point where I knew I could open my eyes if I wanted to, but I just chose not to, and I realized I could not move my arms and legs at that moment. I was
you still don't believe
there.
In anything.
No, it's bullshit.
It happened to you, though.
I believe, if without going too deep into it, I believe our subconscious makes things occur for us and to us. I don't believe it's supernatural and occurring.
Mm. You've repressed this
us.
Memory
really?
So deep.
You 100%. Really don't.
100%.
Now, is that because you like to be in control of everything, and if there's stuff that you don't know? So do you believe in...
No, no. My wife handcuffs me all the time. I'm not really a control freak.
It is cuffing season.
She pitches you inside.
Look at that
cuffing
guy
season. Call back.
Look at that call guy.
Back. Oh, that's beautiful.
Call back.
What? She pitches you inside?
Yeah. I don't know what that means, but
go ahead.
When I'm naughty.
Rich, you've repressed this memory so deep, though, that if more people started coming forward with their stories about hauntings and stuff like that, if there was, say, a Me Boo movement...
I knew he was going to Hashtag Me Boo.
Hashtag Me Boo.
Isn't that what you hashtag your audience?
That's correct.
Vic D's audience.
Vic D hates you. I wish they hated me.
Hashtag Me Boo.
other than that, I've never heard things moving. I've never been scared of
so wait,
know,
are
a
you
graveyard.
Saying you ain't afraid of no ghost?
Oh, my God.
Wow, bitch wants to kill
That's my
you.
Story. That's my story.
That Natty's gonna. What? See, if you kill Natty, he's going to haunt you.
Yeah,
for
he
the
would
rest
haunt
of
me. Yeah. All I'd hear is, I don't even like this, as I was getting pushed down the stairs.
I'm sorry I have to do this.
You did this to yourself.
All you had to do was not make fun of me on the podcast.
That's all I'd hear for the rest of my life.
Wow. Oh, my God. Could you see him coming in as Jacob Marley?
Yes, I was just thinking that. I was just thinking that.
And he's sitting there as Ebenezer Scrooge.
Jacob, it's me, your old friend.
Oh, my God. Why did you turn you into Katharine Hepburn?
The loons. The loons. In the room, boy. The loons.
I've always loved you, Natty.
To get you,
I've
Natty.
Always loved you.
Natty comes through the wall.
Wow, that was a stud. I should have turned sideways.
Not the first time I ran into one of those.
Show, you know I am. Show.
Uh-huh. He's got a ghost pig with him.
Hey, somebody mention me, huh?
Hey, pig, we haven't seen you in so long. Daddy said you died. That's what we were talking about.
No.
We're talking again.
I had a paid show, and I died on stage, but I didn't die. You know what I mean, right? Bombing on stage?
I do. No, absolutely. Trust me.
You've been doing it a long time, so I'm sure you bombed once or twice.
Yeah.
I got to go take this call because my kid's going to be crying on the phone.
Get out.
All right, now the rest of us can speak. This is going to be fun.
Wow, who knew? Pig had children. I had no idea he was a father. Congrats,
little
Pig.
Oinkers.
All right. Well, that was my explanation. But Kevin Patrick, which is KP for the audience at home.
The layman's.
You're wrong.
Idiots.
How has your life been affected by the supernatural?
I don't know. Because I think a lot of it is we get in our own heads, right? Like you said, that makes sense here. But Natty mentioned Weird New Jersey. Did you guys read Weird New Jersey?
Absolutely. My brother's house was in Weird New Jersey.
Did he have the If house?
No, he painted it all in fluorescent stripes. It was all over the news. Jesus. He had issues.
Oh,
no
man.
Ghosts.
George?
Jim.
Go ahead.
I hear you.
Go ahead.
So wait, how many issues of Weird New Jersey was he in?
Just the one. Since
I was hoping you guys would catch up on that.
Oof.
All right.
Well, one of the ones from the Weird New Jersey book that was kind of a weird thing was, because Tierney's, where we're at right now, was mentioned in it, but right down the road in Cedar Grove, there was the
insane asylum.
The insane asylum.
Someone say Cedar Grove.
Yeah, that we used to hang out at.
We used to go there.
You came back for both.
Did someone say home?
And the scariest thing that ever happened. I don't believe this was anything supernatural.
Tunnels underneath and all that shit.
We went into the one abandoned one on the other side. It's all now a park, which freaks me out, by the way, because every night to come hang out with
That's
you guys
romantic.
At Starlight Pizza, I would have to drive through the abandoned insane asylum area. I would always freak out about it. And I realized what a pussy I was because I'd be like driving through really fast to make sure I got where I needed to go. And sometimes I'd hold my breath if I got nervous about it. And then you just see like some woman jogging through the fucking insane asylum. Like, that's how much of a pussy I am.
Do you guys?
She would have saved you if you got attacked by a ghost.
I believe that.
Do you guys do the gimmick where if you drive by a cemetery, you hold your breath until you pass it? Have you guys ever heard of that?
No, I just blessed myself.
You know, have you, any of you ever
no,
even heard of it?
I've heard of it, but I haven't.
You don't do it?
No, I usually put my beer down because I don't want to spill.
That's a good point.
Well, you know, the problem is the fucking where you're at on the parkway cutting through that one cemetery.
Oh. You know the story about that, right?
No. What is the story behind that?
There's still graves there.
If you don't know, by the way, Garden State Parkway.
The parkway came after the cemetery.
Let's unpack that so people who aren't from New Jersey will understand this one. So the Garden State Parkway is one of the major fucking highways running through New Jersey. And what's the mile markers on that one?
145.
145? Right. So there's a huge cemetery that we cut through the middle of to make the parkway.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Are there.
Oh, boy.
Really?
Huh. No shit.
So when they exhumed, two things about this, and I read, I don't know if it was Weird New Jersey or not, but two things I read. First of all, the parkway came after the cemetery. So when they got that, they exhumed coffins, and legally, I don't know if it's still legally, but back then, when you exhumed a coffin, you had to open the coffin with a family member and say, yes, that is what we, you know, or make sure there was still a body in there, because there was grave robberies and stuff like that. You had to do it. Nobody could be exhumed without someone from that family member, and if nobody was there, the state would represent the family. So when they dug up some of those coffins, the real early ones, there were scratch marks on the inside from people that had not. They weren't.
It was
did any sort of embalming or anything.
This
and
is
secondly,
freak,
they're still there. They didn't exhume all of them.
So that's terrifying. But back. So this is ties into KP's story.
Sorry, God.
No, watch.
No one's been allowed to tell us.
I went on Bob Kunoff's ghost tour the other night.
He texted me about that.
He did. How my kids ran away. in the middle of the thing. Well, it was great.
Bob Kniff is a family friend of mine that I taught his kids to swim up at a camp, and he knows he's a Cedar Grove. Bob? Yeah, he's a Cedar Grove.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Crystal Lake.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Go ahead.
But yeah, he takes people out on like a haunted ghost tour of Cedar Grove. It's a walking tour thing that he does. And Natty showed up. I got the text message. He goes, "So Natty left. Says it's too scary."
It was not. I was
of
not
Cedar Grove.
I was not scared. My child was scared. All right.
This isn't
my
New Orleans.
Natty, look
this
at
was
me.
Cedar Grove.
I was not scared.
Natty,
I have been through. No, I was not even.
There's no way. Hell, damn it.
There's no way your 5-year-old was scared.
No, it was my 9-year-old. He was terrified. I want to go home. This is too much. All right, fine.
Yeah, because Bob Kniff just pretty much parked. The whole tour is just parking outside in front of your house. Like, they don't know what goes on behind those walls.
Oh, my God. Why did I?
You can hear the screams.
I just hear. yeah, God. It's narrated.
So,
Natty's house is narrated.
There's an he old graveyard in Cedar Grove, and it used to go across Route 23. So the same way, the graveyard on the parkway got cut through. Same thing, because we're standing there, and he's like, "This graveyard used to go all the way to the river, all the way across Cedar Grove, but over to the insane asylum also."
Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't know. So it's scary.
Natty made a big mistake. He should have
Did
never
you guys
brought
know that
his
the
children.
Three most, the three most haunted
story.
Cities in America.
The three what?
I would go with
three
New
most
Orleans.
Haunted
what
is New Orleans Savannah? Is up there. Savannah's up there.
And Massachusetts.
I did the walking tour.
Cedar
Savannah.
Grove, New Jersey.
And St. Augustine, Florida. Actually.
Yeah, I would have given that one. Yeah. That's the oldest.
So
yeah.
I used to
most of the ghosts are still
there.
Living there.
What about Salem?
It's a dry heat. Isn't that a big one?
No, that was
Salem was just a big misunderstanding.
Okay.
It really was. Do you know the Salem witches? Like, if you didn't like somebody, that's what they used to do back then. Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Want to have an argument? You know, she's a witch. And that's really how
I thought we were really having an argument.
Yeah, you freaked me out for a second. No, I'm telling you, that's why they just burn people at the stake.
So that's how you ended arguments with somebody. You're just like, you know, just do the old like nod.
I don't
over
know if you
left.
Noticed her hat, but it's a little pointy. Little pointy.
Her face is
little
green there. Yeah. It's,
She's complaining about.
They would take their own kids, bring them over to.
She has a weird amount of brooms. Yeah. I don't know why she has so many brooms.
They would tie
so
up
many.
Their own kids and put them in the basement of the person that they wanted to frame for it.
No,
swear.
Yeah. I would do that. I would do that.
Yeah, you wouldn't get your kids back, would you, Natty?
Is there my burrito?
I had two kids then. I still do have two kids.
Now I got two.
Back when I used to do drugs, I still do, but I did then too.
One of the best lines ever. I don't want to bury the lead on this one, but because this episode will come out after it's already happened.
Well, yeah, of course, because this is the
Halloween hangover, if you will. Is it 9PI again?
Yeah.
All right.
I can't do Indiana Jones without going into the A-team and vice versa.
Huh? Oh, wait.
All right.
Now, what was the other one?
No, I would do Indiana Jones, and by the time I got to a certain part, I would always go into.
Trying to figure out where it happened.
I'm so glad we decided to keep the show going.
I know.
In 1972.
1972.
This archaeologist. If you can find him, you can hire Indiana Jones.
Garifo.
Yo.
Stories.
What?
Kill us.
Anything scary?
Nothing really scary, but it's kind of like the same avenue of like how Tierney's is considered haunted. The bar that we always frequently mention on this show, The Hat. Is also considered haunted because
of all the spirits.
Wow, that's actually that should have gotten a lot
each
more,
other for a shitty
that,
joke.
That should have got a lot. That should have got a lot more credit than it did.
Because they were both about to say it.
Yeah.
I got two laughs at the bar. Boom.
That this is Natty. I applaud.
Both of you assholes fought each other for an awful joke.
I applaud. I got to applaud the bump on that. That was huge. But before it was a bar, it was actually a house, and.
You actually gave up. You really
It burnt. It burnt down, and a little girl died in the fire.
This story's not as funny anymore.
No, it's a scary story,
oh,
right?
It's that's supposed to be scary.
It's
right?
Scary. So,
I hate you so
the
much.
Door, the entrance to the house is now the entrance to the stairs, where the bathrooms are. So, like when we were closing out the bar, you would constantly hear doors open and close, and pitter patter up and down the
thwack.
Up and down the stairs.
Thwack. They had mice.
No, it was they were like humans. It sounded like a human person walking down the stairs, opening a door, shutting a door, And it still goes on to this day, where like when you're closing a bar out, it's literally like it's really spooky, because like sometimes you feel them like right behind you in the kitchen door, which only you would go through.
Mm-hmm. So. Except it was Bugman.
Well, Bugman's a whole. We got could we have Bugman on the podcast?
Yes. I don't know what a Bugman is.
Oh boy,
he's the only guy who's at the hat more than Kevin.
Really? We got is he the one who wanted to beat me up?
No, that's Colin. No. That's Colin.
That's everyone.
He was in New Jersey Devil.
And that wasn't at the hat.
My house was built in 1890. It was an old farmhouse. Now it's Columbus subdivided into two. It's a.
It was an old farmhouse.
Yeah, if you look at my house now that I tell you, it looks like a farm. So it was. Now it's divided and it's a duplex, and down the middle.
That's two plexes.
Two plexes.
Those.
So I have seen the guy who lived there. He looks like an old farmer, and my wife refuses to believe it. Then she finally saw him. She's like, "Yes, I see it." Blah blah. The kids see it. So my daughter, the first time, the first thing, it's not really freaky, but my daughter had a really bad sinus infection. She was on amoxicillin, nose drops. Like we had to do the spray up her nose. Yeah, like a sinus saline. Infection. Yeah. So we went out this one night and we forgot to give it to her. And Kathleen and I got into like this argument. Like I can't believe, you know, we forgot. Margaret fell asleep. We brought her inside and put her to bed. So we couldn't even give it to her when she
got
her. Maggie, yes. We woke up in the morning and all of her medication was lined up on the counter so that we didn't forget it. It was taken out and put the saline, the napkin to clean up her nose, her amoxicillin, the medicine cup, and the like syringe thing that you do for kids. So we really didn't ever have to deal with anything other than that. Like we see every once in a while, we feel something every once in a while as a family. The dog will look over and we're all just like, it's all right. Everybody's okay.
What's your dog's name?
Elvis.
I thought so. Did he dance at your sister's wedding?
He did. So recently, this is the most recent one. This one freaked me out. So it was about a year ago. We were doing recycling. Okay.
Uh huh.
And all of our boxes are downstairs. Wednesday, every other Wednesday is recycling. We got to get all the boxes up. And we've always done this like bucket brigade where somebody's at the bottom of the steps. Hand it up to somebody at the top of the steps, who hands it to somebody in the living room, hands it to somebody at the front door, and they bring it out to the step. And we just do this whole, you know.
What's it like to have teamwork in your family? That sounds so nice.
So this one night, nobody felt like doing it. So I said, get downstairs now, somebody, and get the freaking boxes up. So Margaret was in the, I thought Margaret was in the kitchen. So Joseph and I are standing in the living room. Margaret, who I thought, walks down the steps, opens the door and walks down the steps. You hear her go down the steps. And I'm like, all right, let's go. Let's get the cardboard going. And Kathleen and Margaret walk downstairs from upstairs. And Joe and I are still standing there. I told Joseph to follow Margaret downstairs. I thought it was Margaret. He goes, all right. It's to the point where he saw her go downstairs. He's like, all right. So he goes to the top of the steps. And then he goes, wait, Dad, who just went downstairs? Nobody's here. And then Margaret and my wife walked down the steps. And he came upstairs. He goes, I'm not absolutely going down. We both went down there. And there was nobody there.
So in Joe's ghost story, he yells at the ghost and the ghost listens to him.
That's true.
It's a good ghost.
Who's going to back him down there?
I'll do it.
Bring up the goddamn cardboard.
Garifo has a good ghost story about this. One time he took a girl out and then he just stopped talking to her.
Heyo!
Whoa!
Accurate.
Did you do that?
Mr. What is Martin? That?
Probably That's multiple
so
times.
Mean.
That's every girl Kevin's ever dated.
Wow. Not really. Sometimes it works out.
Sometimes it works out.
Let's
back.
Do, yeah, a little bit. We'll end it with, like, meet the press. Casper, friendly or not? KP.
Oh, friendly, of course.
Friendly.
I think he's friendly.
Nah, I think he's an asshole.
That's what I was saying, right.
Really?
He's an asshole.
Kind of a, actually, wow. Explain.
He's kind of a jerk. Asshole, wow.
All he does is try to get away with
stuff. He was like the Woody Woodpecker of ghosts.
No, yeah, do you know the story behind him?
No, he finger blasted Christine Ricci.
Do you know the story behind Clasper? He was the ghost of Richie Rich. If you look at him, he's the same kid.
He looks exactly like
him. Wait, but Richie Rich didn't die?
Yeah, Rich.
But at some point he did.
No, yeah, but he may have been a grown up at that
comments.
Point.
The
Why would you ruin my youth
sense,
like this?
Natty.
Because I heard
sense.
This. I saw this. Macaulay and if you look Culkin. At it, they look the same.
I'm going to call a comic book friend of mine on the air next time. He can
no,
tell you
not.
How the timeline
yes.
does not.
But you have his number? Oh, no.
All right. Wow, boys. This was a lot of fun.
You know, I had a... I never even told the story.
Huh?
I never even told the story.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't. It's all good. Don't worry about it.
Tell
it. Now you know how I felt last episode.
No, it starts with... it. It involves the only time I ever felt haunted by something.
You have time.
Tell
go.
Us.
It involves Savannah, Georgia, one of the most haunted countries. Oh. Sorry, cities in the country. No? Mm-hmm. And it also involves my ex-fiance who was a squirter. But another time, guys.
All right.
You can't end like that.
Nope. I think that was the whole point.
Thanks, Natty.
You just did that just to do that. Does anyone have any plugs? Go to McDonaldandCarney.com and check out their dates. Go check out Kevin Joseph Garifo at the Shining Wizards Network.
That's right.
And also at
ProWrestlingTees.com/ShiningWizards. Get the Kevin Joseph Garifo Shining Wizards Wolfpack shirt and all of the other great designs. Of course, check out our podcast, Shining Wizards, at Shining Wizards on Twitter, at Shining Wizards on Instagram.
We nice.
That's a Shining Wizards?
That's it.
What's a big announcement?
One big announcement real quick. Nanny and I have been working on something, and it's finally ready to be publicly consumed. Nanny and I are both now non-binary.
Oh, that's beautiful. I think I've told you guys this before. Real quick, Rich and I are really trying to start up a room that could be really good for us. So November 3rd. Is this going to be before November 3rd? No, it will not be. That's next Saturday. Okay. Anyway, guys, check out the Cranford Elks Club. They put in a new room, and it's a poker room that we're going to turn into a comedy club.
It's a what?
Poker. A poker room.
Do they still play poker there?
The front. Yeah.
When?
Yeah. Meow, meow, meow,
I don't know.
Meow.
I'll find out. But it looks a lot like a comedy club. And we're going to be running that pretty soon. So. Check out McDonaldandCarney.com and all preceding websites.
And Natty, you can check out at NattyBumperCar.com. There's also the Bumper Podcast, which is all over the place. That's thanks, everybody, for listening.
Don't forget
and we'll
KP Burke Comic and KPBurkeSucks.com or the AmericanLoserPodcast.com, which will take you over to his sweet little podcast. Kisses.
Nipples.
Joe, did you want to do one of your jokes?
No.
Can I do one for you?
Yep.
I'll see you guys in about 6 months.
They always say when you go into the kitchen not to forget to pick up your soup. Because soup's part of the meal. Is that a good one?
All right. All right.
What does that mean?
The Dumbfellas Podcast is a production of Garden State Comedy. Find us on Twitter at DumbfellasPod or on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Dumbfellas. The Dumbfellas are Big Rich from Jersey at MCD_Carney, KP Burke at KP Burke Sucks, Natty Bumpercar at Natty Bumpercar, Kevin Joseph Garifo at Kevin Garifo, and Joe Carney at Dumb Kid Joe. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to like, rate, subscribe, and share.